It's the Reader's Notebook for Thursday, April 18th, 2019. It's the birthday of American poet and writer Helen Joy Davidman, born in 1915 in New York. Often referred to as the child prodigy, she earned a master's degree from Columbia in English literature at age 20 in 1935. For her book of poems, Letter to a Comrade, she won the Yale Series of Younger Poets competition in 1938 and the Russell Loynes Award for Poetry in 1939. She was the author of several books, including two novels. Despite her Jewish heritage, in her college days, she became an atheist, and after becoming a member of the American Communist Party, she met and married her first husband and the father of her two sons, William Lindsay Gresham, in 1942. After a troubled marriage and following her conversion to Christianity, they divorced, and she left America to travel in England with her boys. Joy published her best-known work, Smoke on the Mountain, an interpretation of the Ten Commandments, in 1954, with a preface by C.S. Lewis, who influenced her work and her conversion to Christianity. In 1956, Joy's visitor's visa was not renewed by the British Home Office, requiring that she and her sons return to America. Lewis agreed to enter into a civil marriage contract with Joy so she could continue to live in England, telling a friend that the marriage was purely a matter of friendship and expediency. The couple continued to live separately after the civil marriage. In October 1956, she was walking across her kitchen when she tripped over the telephone cord and fell to the floor, breaking her left leg. Soon she was diagnosed with incurable cancer. It was at this time that Lewis recognized that he had fallen in love with her, realizing how despondent he would feel to lose her. Soon the two sought a Christian marriage. That was not straightforward in the Church of England at the time because she was divorced, but a friend and Anglican priest, the Reverend Peter Bide, performed the ceremony at Joy's hospital bedside on March 21, 1957. The marriage did not win wide approval among Lewis's social circle, and some of his friends and colleagues avoided them. Upon leaving the hospital a week later, Joy experienced a remission from the cancer. She helped Lewis with his writing, organized his financial records and wardrobe, and had the house renovated and redecorated. The couple went on a belated honeymoon to Wales, but in October 1959, a checkup revealed that the cancer had returned. In April 1960, Lewis took Joy on a holiday to Greece to fulfill her lifelong wish to visit there. But her condition worsened quickly upon their return, and she died on July 13th. She was 45. Their relationship has been featured in the television BBC film, a stage play, and a theatrical film, all titled Shadowlands. Lewis published A Grief Observed in 1961 from notebooks he kept after her death, revealing his immense sorrow and a period of questioning his faith. C.S. Lewis ultimately came to a place of peace and gratitude for having received and experienced the gift of a true love. I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for April 18th, 2019. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.